Today we are going to start with class 6, lesson 1, Who Did Patrick's Homework? So I'm going to read and explain each and every line. Try to understand and keep your books open with you. Who did Patrick's homework? Patrick never did homework. Too boring, he said. He played hockey and basketball and Nintendo instead. Nintendo here means what? A video game. His teachers told him, Patrick, do your homework or you won't learn a thing. And it's true. Sometimes he did feel like an ignoramus. Here, ignoramus means what? A person who doesn't understand anything because he lacks education. But what could he do? He hated homework. That means what? He loved to play and he hated doing homework. Then one day he found his cat playing with a little doll and he grabbed it away. To his surprise, it wasn't a doll at all, but a man of the tiniest size. He had a little wool shirt with old-fashioned breeches and a high tall hat, much like a witch's. Here, breeches means what? It is a type of short trouser, and the writer here spells it for fun to rhyme with the word witches. He yelled, "Saved me, don't give me back to that cat. I will grant you a wish. I promise you that." That means what? The tiny man requested Patrick not to give him to the cat. For doing this help, he will grant him a wish. Now, third paragraph. Patrick couldn't believe how lucky he was. Here was the answer to all of his problems. So he said, "Only if you do all my homework till the end of the semester, that is 35 days, if you do a good enough job, I could even get A's." That means what? If the tiny man helped Patrick to do his homework, then he would be able to complete his homework till the end of the semester and he could get A's in all the subjects. Now, fourth paragraph, the little man's face wrinkled like dishcloth thrown in the hamper. Here, dishcloth means what? A cloth used for washing dishes. So, here his face wrinkled and seemed to look like a dishcloth cloth which is thrown in the hamper. He kicked his legs and doubled his fists and he grimaced and scowled and pursed his lips. "Oh, am I cursed? But I will do it." That means what? His face, he showed his expression showing disgust, anger and disapproval. And he said that, I will do for you. Fifth paragraph. And true to his word, that little elf began to do Patrick's homework. Except there was one glitch. Glitch here means what? There was a problem. The elf didn't always know what to do and he needed help. Means every time for doing homework, he needed Patrick's help. So he shouted, help me, he would say. And Patrick would have to help him in whatever way. Means in any way he has to somehow help elf. "I don't know this word," the elf squeaked. Squeak means here, make a high-pitched sound or cry while reading homework. "Get me a dictionary." "No, what's even better, look up the word and sound it out by each letter." An elf asked Patrick to bring the dictionary and find out the meaning of the difficult words and tell him. When it came to Max, Patrick was out of luck. So when the turn came to do Max homework, Patrick was out of luck means he was in bad luck. "What are the timetables?" the elf shrieked. Shriek here means gave a short high-pitched cry. We elves never need that. So Patrick was out of luck when the subject Max came. Elf said, "What are the timetables?" He shouted, and elves never have timetable. And addition and subtraction and division and fractions. "Here, sit down beside me. You simply must guide me." So, elf wanted Patrick to guide him in Max subject. else know nothing about human history. To them, it's a mystery. For elf, actually, history is mystery. Mystery, I mean, strange. That is, they don't know anything about that. So the little elf, already a shouter, just got louder. Go to the library. I need books, more and more books, and you can help me read them too. Now, seventh paragraph. As a matter of fact, every day, in every way, that little elf was a nag. Nag here means what? A one who troubles someone all the time, complaining or asking them to do something, one or the other thing. So, elf always bothered Patrick to do one or the other thing. So, Patrick was working harder than ever and was it a drag. He was staying up nights and never felt so weary. Here means tired. Was going to school with his eyes puffed and blurry. Means what happened here? After waking up at night, doing his homework, when he went to school, his eyes were puffed and he felt very tired. Eighth paragraph. Finally, the last day of school arrived and the elf was free to go. As for homework, there was no more. Because no homework left out, he completed everything. So he quietly and slyly slipped out of the back door. And this elf, he secretly, slyly means secretly, he went out of the back door. Now, ninth paragraph. Patrick got his A's. His classmates were amazed. They were surprised how Patrick has completed his homework. His teacher smiled and were full of praise. Praise means what? They praised Patrick. See how he has completed his homework. And they told other students also about this. And his parents, they wondered what had happened to Patrick. They were wondering, they were thinking, their parents, what has happened to Patrick? How sincere he has become now? How he has completed his work? He was now the model kid. Cleaned his room, did his chores. Chores here means especially routine task, especially a household one, and was cheerful. Cheerful means happy. Never rude, like he had developed a whole new attitude. Now, that means what? New attitude means Patrick now, who always loved to play and play only games and never liked to do homework. Now, he has totally changed. He is doing his daily chores plus completing his homework and studying. Now, last 10 paragraph, you see in the end, Patrick still thought he made that tiny man do all his homework. And Patrick thought, yes, my whole homework, they were done by actually elf. But I will share a secret. But here, the writer says, I'm going to share a secret with you and me. That means me and you children. That it wasn't the elf, Patrick had done himself. That means what? Homework was actually done by whom? Not elf, Patrick. So in the end, I just want to sum up by saying that Patrick, after consulting many books and finding out the answers of questions and solving max, in this way, he in the end we come to know that Patrick himself did his homework, not elf. Students, now we are going to I am going to discuss question and answers. Question number one: what did Patrick think his cat was playing with? Patrick thought his cat was playing with a little doll, and it was in fact very small size man and elf. Question number two: why did the little man grant Patrick a wish? Patrick had saved the tiny man's life from the cat by not handing him back to the cat, so he promised to fulfill one wish of Patrick. Question number three: what was Patrick's wish? Patrick hated doing homework. His greatest wish was that the little man should do all his homework till the end of the session. Question number four: in what subjects did the little man need help to do Patrick's homework? So the little man needed Patrick's help in Max, English and History. Now question number five: how did Patrick help him? Patrick sat beside the little man and guided him. He brought books to refer from the library and read out to him. Now, question number six: who do you think did Patrick's homework, the little man or Patrick himself? Give reason for your answer. So actually, it was Patrick himself who actually did all the homework. He had to help the elf again and again with guidance and books. Now fill in the blanks. A section, working with language. Number one, here were some fill in the blanks in the sentence below the words or phrases from the box. So you have to select phrases from the box. Some people find household. Here what will come? Chores, a bore, but I like to help at home. So, number two, who stole the diamond is still a mystery. Number three, this semester we are going to have a class exhibition. Number four, true to his word, the elf began to help Patrick. Number five, can you look up this word in the dictionary? Number six, I started early to be on time, but I was out of luck. There was a traffic jam. Number seven, he says she has got a lot of books, but between you and me, I think most of them are borrowed.